And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's not a mystery. Wait, I thought it was supposed to be a mystery. No, no. What we're going to talk about, it's not a mystery. Plus, the answer is no. That's the answer. We're going to take a look at what it means to follow our forefathers. Maybe there's five fathers we have to follow. I'm not sure. And then we'll wind it down with what we call the lip check.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Yes, I'm live. Yes, I'm back. Yes, I had a cold. And yes, I will tell you about it. But not yet. We're going to talk about lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Because some of us are barely surviving, and it would be better to be living. And for those of us who are barely living, next step up is prevailing. We need some of that. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, because your opinion matters, your perception counts, your engagement with the truth is crucial for eternity. What do you think? 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's radio. That's what it is. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things I need to run in your direction so you can know what is going on. For those that wanted to know, hey, Dave, you had Steve in there yesterday, and then you had a best of, I think, on Monday, and everything seemed fine, but then Friday was absent and Thursday was absent. What's going on? Dave was sick. Now, let me say something. This is very important for people to understand. When Dave is sick, Dave is a baby. Okay? I'm not one of those, I'm sick, I'm a macho man. Now, that is true when I break a bone. I have actually broke my ankle, finished the basketball game, scored the winning basket, and then was rushed over to the hospital. But if you stick a cold on me, and there are internal boo-boos that I cannot identify, it is a mess. It is bad. It is sad. It is not impressive. and I just, Agent Squires hasn't been feeling good, just pushed his way through all the way through, didn't you? You didn't give up once. You've just been pushing your way through, except you were pretty sick last week.
Well, I stayed home, but still worked from home. But this thing is just a nasty one. It just doesn't want to go away.
And it's hit everybody in the station, kind of in some revolving door. There's a few people that didn't get hit, but a lot of people have been hit. So why that's important is because who I'm actually going to do first for our sponsor, which is typically I don't do this sponsor first. It's going to be E. coli termite that we're going to do first, and I'll explain to you why as we release the bugs and you see what's going on. But it's E. coli termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. ecolitermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. All right. Okay. Go away. All right. Here we go. this, every guy out there that knows what I said about being strong about a broken bone but being weak about a cold, everybody kind of knows this. Wives know this. Brothers and sisters know that this is a thing that is known. So here's the thing that's bugging me the most. Every pain when I am sick, okay, like cold, you can hear it a little bit in my nasal. I don't have the best voice, but you can hear it's a little more developed in the old nasal economy. Every pain when I am sick leads to another David diagnosis. Dun, 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 dun. Now you got to be sitting there thinking, well, what is David diagnosis? Oh, my friend, that is this. Let's say you are sick and you have a cold and you sleep wrong. And you sleep on your shoulder, just maybe a little bit off. You know, I'm not selling pillows. I'm not selling mattresses. I'm just saying you sleep a little bit off. You wake up, and all of a sudden you notice down your back or your side you have a pain. Instead of it being that you slept wrong, it is now an invading infection in your right tubular section of your blood flow that has caused all of this from that cold thing. Now, everybody out there that's laughing is only laughing in full agreement. That's what's bugging me. Every time I get sick, I play, you know, remember Dr. Ben Casey? Long time ago, they had Dr. Ben Casey, Marcus Welby, for those who are a little younger. It's with WebMD and all these other stuff, it's the David diagnosis. So whatever I have, I've just multiplied it and changed it completely. It's an alien infection from another galaxy because when I sneezed, I only covered most of it. So I'm just saying. That's what happens. Just be honest. All right, so I'm doing better now. Thank you for the prayers. Every once in a while, you'll hear me just thud, and that'll just be my head hitting the ground. I'm fine. Don't forget about the K-Praise app. You are able to get the K-Praise app anywhere, anytime, free at the app store of your choice. So it doesn't matter whether it's the smartphone or the Apple or the new Invisi phone. If you've heard the new Invisi phone, the new Invisi phone's a brand new phone. It's invisible. You can still get an app for it. And if you get the app for it, you can listen to it. You just look at your hand and it plays for you. It's kind of cool. Other thing we do want to remind you of, the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. I heard Steve say yesterday, and I listen, when Steve's on, when we do a replay, I don't listen. When Steve's on, I listen, because he's good. I heard him say that there was like less than 50 seats left or something. Like, ooh, here's my strong advice. Now or never. You got today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's it, because everybody comes at the end. That's the real problem there. Thursday, October 15th at City View Church, keynote speaker Dr. Robert Jeffress going to be speaking. I'm going to have a chance to pick him up, so I'm really looking forward to talking and spending some time with him. You can register at kprz.com, and for all the people that heard Robert Jeffress and go, oh, we don't like him, don't come. Okay, got it. That's really how you solve that lunch and that issue right off the bat. Let's get into our very first DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's not a mystery. You know, they will spend, you will spend quite a bit of money, quite a bit of time on television, on the internet, in magazines, and in books trying to discover this. What is your mission? Why? Why you? Why you with that color hair? Or in Agent Squires, in my case, why us with no hair? Why you with your finger? Why you? What is it that the Lord doth want of thee? Isn't that sometimes the way you really want to pray? Just go, what do you want? Just tell me what you want, and that's what I'll do. And that's a really good spirit to have, because that is a spirit of obedience and a strong desire to honor and to obey God. And it seems like he just never tells you the answer, though, because it's a mystery. It's a mystery for what the Lord wants you to do. That is incorrect. It is not a mystery. You with me? 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, you know what's amazing that I just read that? Half of you just went, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. But the problem is that's what you just did. That's not what you're talking about. That's what God is talking about. You see, when you have an expression of praise in the midst of your circumstance, you do this wonderful thing that God does expect from you. You trust him. You express that trust. People go, well, I'm only going to thank God when the situation concludes. So you don't trust God for the beginning of it, just the close, right? Oh, because I thought we were supposed to trust him with all our hearts at all times. So I'm gonna double check that, make sure I didn't misunderstand that. You know, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. And there are books, not just papers, books about how people are like, it doesn't mean all circumstances. I mean, there's books that want you to understand that the phrase all circumstance means not all circumstance. So then what do? We hop, skip, and we jump over to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 through 20, and we read this verse. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's another quarter of you that just went, yeah, but that's not what we're talking about when we're talking about the specific things I'm supposed to be doing for God. Again and again and again, why would God give you something more specific with your fingerprints if you won't do what he's already telling you to do? What would be the point? God is telling you and I through Scripture. Again, there's another book that came out that says, hey, when it says give thanks to God for everything, that doesn't mean everything. How could you give thanks to somebody who passes on, somebody who dies? Well, there's three ways to look at that. One, if they're in the faith, they're in a better place. Two, if they're in the faith and they were about to encounter suffering, God might have just spared them. And three, if they were never going to accept or never going to acknowledge, then might as well move them out now. I mean, it's like there's so many ways you could approach that. But that's not even the question. The question is, how can we not trust God after all that he's done for you and me? We not only need to be a thankful people, we need to be thankful beginning, middle, and after, pre, at every point. Because this is God's will and his desire and his plan and his purpose for our lives. To enable us to acknowledge him throughout the entire process that he is good. When we come back, we're going to look at why that gets thwarted so easily. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
There's plenty of advice in the Bible about being a father, but tips for moms, not so much. Dr. Tony Evans explains why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
is in the Bible, with some exception, when he's talking to parents, he won't always mention the mother. He will mention the father. There was a cultural reason and a biblical reason. Let me give you a biblical or theological reason first. And that is that the father was always viewed by God as the representative head of the home. He was the one through whom and to whom God would speak, and his job was to transfer it to the wife and to the children. He was the representative head at home. That's why the devil wants to get rid of dads. He wants to get rid of dads so there's no representative at home, no male representative, placing extra burden on the female. So men, if you're tempted to walk out on your kids, think twice. Because the Bible says God will visit the sins of the father on the children to the third and fourth generation. So when you walk out on your kids and you leave them to the dogs, you didn't just walk out on your kids, you walked out on your grandkids and your great-grandkids. And if you think this generation's bad, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till this generation has their kids.
Learn more about how a godly man can change his wife, his family, his church, even his world. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man, for yourself, your brother, uncle, husband, father, teenage son, or a church study group. Visit us at TonyEvans.org and click on the link that says Making Kingdom Men. That's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to let you know, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. How good of a friend is Sam? I'll see him in an hour and 5 minutes. He's that good of a friend. How about that? You like that? If you're thinking real estate, think Sam.com. If you're thinking you're not sure about the financing situation, get in touch with Sam. He deals with the financial people in San Diego. If you're wondering, good time to buy, good time to sell, good time to buy a boat and sail across the world, give Sam a call. I don't know if he knows anything about sailing, but give him a call. ThinkSam.com, if you want to talk to somebody who understands the market and the things that are going on and what those trends are and how that impacts you. Also, Sam's not just the kind of guy who says, oh, well, let's list your house and then we'll just see what we can get for it. It's like there is blood, sweat, and tears in your house. There is tender, loving care in your house, and that matters. The commitment that you made to that investment matters, and that should be brought forth when you're considering the value. It's not just algorithms being plugged in. It's more. So we encourage you, if you're somebody who's looking to sell your house, thinksam.com is the website you want to go to. You want to talk to Sam. He'll help you out. Do the best he can. You call him at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if you end up buying or selling a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission, gives that to whatever church or ministry you want. That's pretty good. ThinkSam.com. And for people that are outside of your particular home, in the surrounding spheres and circles, maybe at church, maybe at work, maybe at school, we say, send them to Sam. Well, there you go. It was a very good one, I think. I hope it wasn't too good. I don't want to get a call from Looney Tune people. Knock, knock. Stop that. Okay. Last thing I do want to mention, Steve Wheeler, big props to him for doing a fantastic job yesterday filling in for me. You know about Whitefield's Ministries. You know what they're doing. You know what they're heading for. You know what they're trying to do in taking the gospel all over the globe. They're educating, supporting, encouraging rural pastors all over the world to let them know that there are those of us who are not doing this missionary work, but we support them in it. And as you heard Steve say, he's been saying for 4 years, more than give me a penny is give me 60 seconds. Give me 60 seconds of your time and pray for me. Pray for the ministry. Pray for us to get wisdom. Pray for us to be led and directed. It's the kind of ministry I just like to be attached to. Whitefields.org is their website, whitefields.org. Always available to reach them, by the way, 760-846-8610. Whitefields Ministries, by the way, is one of our sponsors for the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. Just thought I'd let you know that. Okie dokie. So we started off this discussion about understanding that there is a desire that God has for his children to function in. There are all these books, all these internet sites. You can go right now and take a quiz, though if you do, you're likely to get some kind of virus in your computer. You can take a quiz that tells you what you were designed to be. These are the things you should be doing. And all that sounds great, but see, nobody understands you the way that your creator does. Your creator is at the core of everything you have done, are doing, and will do, and how to get to that place where the purpose of your creation makes sense. Now, to step into that realm, he asks you to do some things. The first thing he does is asks you to acknowledge his testimony regarding the Lord Jesus Christ dying for your sins. He requires us to acknowledge our own sinfulness, the first message from Jesus, the first message from John the Baptist, the first message from Peter, repent, repent, repent. If there was nothing to repent of, then why is that the first three messages, the main messages in the New Testament? Oh, well, that's important. And then he asks us to do this other thing. He asks us to entrust ourselves to him, to walk with him in an active faith, not a fake faith. You know, you got all this stuff going on, fake news this, fake this, fake this. There's that fake faith has been going on for thousands of years. Nothing new. Hypocrites didn't emerge out of nowhere. And so the Lord wants us to have a genuine faith and a belief in him that when we are encountering the things that we are encountering and when we're going through these really difficult times, that instead of saddling up with God and going, you could have done this better, which nobody would ever say that to God directly that way. Here's how they say that. I really appreciate everything you're doing, Lord, but I just don't seem to understand. Bam, that's it. You see, you just said the same thing. You came around it from another side. It's funny because people don't think they do this, and this is exactly what they do. Man, Lord, you're looking thin. What a nice sunset. Oh, your painting is fantastic. You are awesome. By the way, I've got to talk to you about this issue because I don't think I'm getting through the way that I think you need to hear me. And you think, well, I never do that. Uh-huh. So when you talk to God, you definitely acknowledge his omniscience, knowing everything, and his ability to do anything, and his understanding that he has the best viewpoint of that which you are going through, no matter how dumb it seems to you. And you know what people will say? This is what they say. Tell me if they say this. Tell me if you say this. Dave, you don't understand my situation. What's that line? If I had a nickel for every time we heard that, I mean, I'd be loaded, loaded. Because are you serious? I don't understand. You know what? I take it back. You're right. I don't understand your situation. Does God? Because if you call him God, unless you're into Hindu beliefs, or unless you're into a Buddhism-style belief, you have to understand that the sovereign Lord God, King of the universe, knows everything. So when we say, you just don't understand my situation, we're really telling God, you don't understand what it's like to be me, God, in the midst of this. And there's the creator going, just another insult in my direction, huh? Just another one, huh? Here's the key. The key is we don't understand God. That's it. We don't understand God. We understand our picture of God. We understand our imagery of God. But in Genesis 18, when they were going through the back and forth between Abraham and Sarah, and then the Lord said, Abraham's going to have a child, and Sarah laughs and goes, whoa, how's that going to happen, right? She couldn't believe that was going to happen. Am I worn out? I'm all worn out. My Lord, he's old, and now I'm going to have this pleasure. By the way, the word pleasure means, wait, in the Hebrew, pleasure. So I know it's unbelievable, but intimacy was fun, or supposed to be anyway. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, well, I really have a child now that I'm old. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. The Lord asks this question. He is expecting us to all answer this question the exact same way. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, it is not. Is it too much to believe that God knows what you're going through? Really? Is it too much to believe that he's worthy of your praise and your thanksgiving throughout the process because he's got it in the palm of his hand? Is it too much to believe that he who created the universe by speaking can know what's going to happen to you in 20 minutes? Is that too much to believe? No. It's not too much to believe, and it's not too much to ask on God's part for us to be thankful and trust him continually. When we come back, we'll look at our connection to our forefathers in this. It's fairly interesting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210. KPRZ, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes, one who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Whitefields Ministry and San Diego Gas and Electric. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ app.
Thomas Carlyle was a 19th century Scottish philosopher who was raised in a Christian home and who later abandoned his faith. But there is evidence of his biblical upbringing in words like these. Wonder, he wrote, is the basis of worship. The psalmist David seems to have understood the role of wonder in worship as well. When writing the worshipful Psalm 8, he wrote, "When I consider your heavens, all we have to do is consider what God has created, and we immediately have a reason to worship him." So the next time you are amazed at something God has done, be sure to thank him for it. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wonders on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Since the 1960s, Christian missionaries have been evangelizing the people of Chiapas, Mexico. Despite increasing violence in the region, Pastor Mariano Mendez shared his love for Christ with the people. In 2003, Pastor Mariano's car was stopped in the Chiapas Highlands by a group of traditionalist militants. They shot Pastor Mariano dead. The words of Revelation 12:11 reflect Mariano's life. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Instead, by the blood of the Lamb, they have overcome all things. Join me to pray for the bold proclamation of the gospel to reach the ends of the earth.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Good to be back in the chair. Sometimes we call it the captain's chair, not because I'm a captain, just the way that the chair is set up around the desk. It makes you feel like you're on like the starship. It's kind of cool. So I did want to say something as we get into this next segment. It has to do with our forefathers, and it has to do with us following our forefathers. The first part of this, we were talking about that it's not really that much of a mystery what God really wants from us. That is accessible and doable every single day and in every single circumstance. And that is to give thanks in all these circumstances, because that is his will for you. You know, people go, what's the will of God? Well, give thanks. Well, besides that, well, why don't you start with that before we get into some other things? If you're not willing to do the things he makes clear, right? So, I mean, it's important that we kind of get that. And then we need to be aware that when we're in these situations that really, when the Lord is saying to us in every one of these situations, is this too hard for me? Is this too hard for me to handle, to help you in? And it's like the answer is always no. It's not too hard. The answer is no. But we do have a tendency, instead of being thankful, which is an expression of faith, and I'm not talking about name it and claim it. First of all those people that keep bringing that up, it's like, give it a rest. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about in every situation, we analyze it so far down and so far deep that we rip it into shreds and tell the Lord, our spouses, our friends, our church brothers and sisters, where it could have done better, where it could have gone better. Like, because we're smart. It's cute. And what we've done, in essence, is we move from this position of thanksgiving, which is a genuine, simple expression of faith, into complaining, which is a genuine, simple confession of sin inside our lives. It's like, so if you're thankful for what the Lord's doing, you're much more likely to be walking in concert with the Lord, specifically because it's impossible to please him without faith. Whereas if you and I are complaining about what we're going through, it's much more apparent than we are walking in the old nature and we're being sinful. You know, you could say, well, I don't have to like everything. You might try and twist that in certain directions, but you have to be thankful because that's an expression of your trust and confidence in God. And when we complain, it's an expression of our lack of trust and our lack of confidence in God. Well, I'm pretty sure that's right up on the list of sin. Okay? Sin. And some of this came about, you might think, well, this came about because you were sick and da-da-da-da. Nope. I'm going to tell you how it came about. You're going to think, well, this was in my devotions, by the way, today. But over the weekend, and I put it up on Facebook, my wife and I are, you know, there's some things we have that, you know, if they're older than we are in our ages combined, it's probably time to sell them. And some of the stuff we have is kind of old. And she's always like, you know, being Jewish, I don't care. But she's always been into the super, super high level decorations for Christmas. She's like, you know, loves that. We go to an apartment complex. We try to win the contest. One year we won the contest. And because we won, they said there's no contest. Which we thought was funny. But, you know, so there's lights everywhere. It's pretty bright. I mean, our electric bill goes up. Anyway, so this tree that we have, it's like an electric light Christmas tree. You plug it in. It's got all this stuff. And so we decided to sell it. So, okay, we're going to sell it. And we're selling it. And this lady comes by who's, I'm not going to say any names or anything like that. I put in my post, but she comes by and she pays in it. I think it was $50 for the tree, which was a really good price because it's like $375 for the tree. That was years ago, but I'm just saying. So, oh, okay, what are you doing? You know, how's it going? How's Christmas going? And she says, well, you know, it's going okay. My son is not going to make it past this Christmas. And we're like, what? And she's like, yeah, he's only got so much time to live. And so we're just trying to get as much stuff as we can to have him have the nicest possible Christmas he can have. So I'm like, okay, can I say hi to him? Because he was with them in the car and is a young man, about 13 years old. I get to shake his hands. And then my wife and I, as they drove off, this lady, she had the attitude like she had won the lottery before she got to our house. That was her attitude. It was pretty remarkable to think that that young boy was driving in that car with her and that he's 13 years of age, won't see 14, won't get past the end of the year, definitely has a strong disease going on. And her attitude was just take everything that the Lord gives us and be as thankful as we can. Now, then I put on the post, if you think you have something to complain about, that was my post, because it's like, stop, you know what, stop it. That kid's not going to make it through. Now, by the grace of God, we were able to create some additional contact, and we're helping them for Christmas because we think that's a good thing to do, because that's, don't tell me, if you're not going to make it the next 3 months, then you have that shared grief. But their attitude about it was phenomenal. Our attitude about a high electric bill is full of sin. That kid's not going to make it through. So it just made me think, this is just too, you know, come on. I whine about everything. I do. I mean, in that sense, compared to that lady having that attitude, facing that situation, she at least is doing what God has asked her to do. That's more than I can say for myself. And in our forefathers' blood, in case you were wondering, well, you know, is this kind of an exclusive thing? 1 Corinthians 10, I'm just going to read through it fast because the points all make themselves. I have nothing to justify here. Just listen to what it says. 1 Corinthians 10, I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the seas. They all ate the same spiritual food, drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now, these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Don't be an idolater, which some of them were. The people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Don't commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And one day, 23,000 of them died. Do not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. Guess where this is? This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Here's a novel thought. Instead of saying, well, that was the Old Testament stuff, right? But that's why it's referred to in the New Testament, telling us don't do that. There's a couple of reasons we really shouldn't do that, because we have a little bit better handle, a little bit brighter shine on what our faith can actually be, a little bit better refinement. But the idea that we would be complaining and that we would have that attitude and a disposition, no matter how tough the situation, demonstrates things about us. Do you know one of the things Jesus said is, by your words, you will know them. And he also said, by their fruits, you know them. And he also said, by your words, your heart is revealed. And what's important to understand is that your expressions of faith are revealed by what you and I say. And when we sit there and complain, it reveals in our heart that there's a lot of darkness. And that's what it is. And spin it all you want and call it New Age this, New Age that. To be thankful to God for your circumstance because you're trusting Him is not New Age. It's phenomenal faith. I just don't find very many people to do it. Well, a lot of people write about it, but and they say it's all in your own power, blah, 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 blah. Stupid stuff. Look, by our words, we're going to be justified. By our words, we're going to be condemned, because our words reveal our heart. So we've got an instant gauge that will tell us instantly kind of where we're at in this. Nobody else has to do it for you. You've got two ears and one mouth. Use one of those ears to watch what your mouth says and listen to what you say. Record yourself for an hour and listen. That's the worst thing I ever did. I want to confess that right now. Worst thing I ever did was record myself. I really have a lot of sin. The point is that we've got to recognize it's not that big a mystery for what the Lord wants. the answer regarding was anything too great or too deep for God to handle? The answer is no. And instead of just following our forefathers in some of the dumb things that they've done in the past, let's do a better job and have the right attitude reflecting the right spirit in regards to the right things that we engage with. For us to say thank you, Lord, in the beginning, middle, or end of a circumstance should be as simple as us just saying we trust you for this. To make it more is something weird. To do less is something bad. All right, you come back and just wind it down with the lip check. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
I know I don't need to convince you that missionaries who do the best job are people of grace. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Missionaries who operate with grace as their standard don't try to turn people into Americans. They don't try to make Western culture the standard for everyone's living. No, when they're in Asia, they minister to Asians in the context of Asia. They appreciate differences there might be in a culture or a mindset. There's grace there. There's a lack of predictability. There's freedom. There's a willingness to adapt. Hey, we all are missionaries, aren't we? Let's operate in a manner full of grace as we seek to minister to everyone around us.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
When he was 16 and he was very desperate after his parents had left him and he had gone through so much pain and suffering, he wanted to commit suicide.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Dixon Mully talks about how his father, Charles, found hope.
And he was there seated under a tree trying to think about how he'll take his own life. And this young man came and told him, you look like you're in despair. And he said, yes. So the guy didn't tell him, I want to take you to church. He said, I want to introduce you to certain people. I want to take you for a meeting. And when he got there, it was church and it was a youth convention. And that's where he gave his life to Jesus. And for me, I think that was his biggest turning point in life. Because once that happened, even if he did not become rich and all those things, then he got the wealth that comes from God, which is the peace of mind, the peace of the heart.
Find your peace and hope in Jesus. You'll hear more from Dixon Mully today at FamilyMinute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is an excellent way to go about that process. We have been discussing, and I don't think there's really ever a time I get to talk about this, that I don't recognize while I'm talking about this, I am not doing this. You know how... I think somewhere in the church there's this mindset that, you can't really preach it, if you're not living it. Well, not one person could ever live up to the full understanding, embracement, and engagement to the grace or mercy of God. But by golly, we better be talking about it. So it's like that kind of a mindset, that's all ridiculous. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul is pretty firm about the idea that in talking about things, some people do it with the wrong motives, some people do it with the right motives. He goes, I don't care. I just want Jesus talked about. So there's this premise, and that's in Philippians chapter 1, if you've never read it, where you understand the most important thing is that the message is declared. That is more important than, you know, everybody lining up and fitting in the stable and, you know, everybody eating the hay the way that they think people should eat hay. You have to understand that when we're looking at these mysteries of the kingdom, being thankful for everything has nothing to do with this attitude of positiveness. It should have to do with us really trusting God. And that's where I think the problem came in, where you have like positive groups and these kind of things, and they've tried to merge these concepts. And it's like, I'm not sure that it needs to be merged. I think we need to have a genuine faith that God can do anything and does do for us everything we need, and that we can trust him. No matter how rotten it feels, my own health included, while we're going through it. Nobody said that was going to be easy, but I believe it's doable, because I believe you can do the things that God has called you to do through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, through the authority of Jesus Christ, through grace and mercy that comes from God the Father. That's like, cool. And you want to be careful about following some of our forefathers. Please, some of our forefathers were fantastic. Job, chapter 1 and 2, did a great job. He didn't say anything. Chapter 3 through 31, he did a terrible job. Don't follow that. Follow chapter 1 and 2. You see, so it's, okay, well, we kind of get that going, get a better understanding. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. A very familiar passage. I'll just say it that way. The tongue has the power of life and death. Normally, when I talk about the tongue having the power of life and death, from the Proverbs point of view, I will discuss this about us speaking about other people, because I think that that's its most general context. Is our, the way we say, talk to people and do things. I've said some things to people here at the station. I didn't need to say it the way I said it. I was angry at the time. It came out awful. It happens. And that's wrong. Okay, that's a part of it. But there's this other part where the tongue has power to build up and put down not just other people, not just your children, because it doesn't say the tongue has the power of life and death for everybody else, but not for you. It doesn't say that. It says the tongue has the power of life and death, and sometimes you can talk yourself right into the dirt. You can Eeyore yourself right down. You know what I mean? That's why my wife and I, we have that 3-strike rule, which is, we don't tell people about it a lot, but I've mentioned it twice before. You know, you get to, I'm not telling you anything about the prizes or anything, but you get 3 strikes. Every day you get fresh strikes. If you say something bad about yourself 3 times, you struck out. Therefore, you lose. Whatever the price is for that week, day, month, whatever the case may be. The idea is to watch what's coming out between our lips, right? You got 2 ears and 1 mouth. So biologically, we should maybe listen twice as much as we talk to that degree. Makes that hard for a radio talk guy, doesn't it? But there is this passage in Malachi that kind of ties in with it that I talk about a lot. And it bothers me because I am repenting of this while I'm telling you this. The tongue has the power of life and death for others, for family, for myself, for brothers and sisters in the Lord, for people we work with, for people we go to church with, for our children, for our grandchildren. But there's this other place where the tongue has power of life and death. And it's the one that I don't want to talk about, but I got to talk about. Malachi 2:17 says, the Lord says this to the people through Malachi, you have wearied the Lord with your words. There's a couple things I'm looking to pull off on this earthly journey. Irritating God with what I say, not high on my list. It's just not high on my list because it's like, I don't want the Lord to go, you know what? Time for you to be quiet. Don't talk. Like, but, you know, not because I'm not allowed to pour out my heart, but because everything I'm saying is just so, like, you know, has so much death in it. It's like, that's enough. Be quiet. I don't want to weary God with my words. I don't want to weary my children with my words. I don't want to weary my grandchildren with my words. I don't want to weary my brothers and sisters. I don't want to weary the people I work with. I don't want to weary myself with my own words. And I certainly don't want to weary God with what I say. Which means that we need to probably do a little bit of a lip check. You ever spoke something and then you instantly think, I wish I can just inhale all those words right back and never have said one of those things? If you've not done that, you are 1 year old and are not listening to this radio show. You're sitting in your mom's arms. Because everybody else has. We got to be careful with that. There's a power. There's a force. And if you don't think there's a force, by the way, to your words, can I ask you this question? The words that God spoke in Genesis, did that create the universe? That's pretty powerful. Right? Our words have an impact on universes all around us. I hope you will join me in going, sorry, Lord, I want to have a better, sanctified, more faith-oriented, more trust-directed speech pattern than I have in the past. Forgive me for complaining. Help me in all things to praise you at all times, trusting you in each one of those. Got it? Get it, keep it, and hold on to it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.